Wednesday, May 12, 2021, 5:51 a.m. Okay, got up a little late today, so moving kind of slow here. Well, not really. I'm really moving kind of fast to try to catch up. But I'm not going to paint. I was planning on washing the truck today, but it's a water day, and so I'm going to put that off till tomorrow. The truck got pretty dusty from the road trip yesterday afternoon. And we got kind of a late start with that, of course, as we usually do. So all I had time to do was just to go down, actually drive and try to find Liberty Island, south of Davis and Dixon. And I didn't check the map before I left it because I had a general idea where it was, and my general idea did find it, but it took a longer time to do it. If I checked the map, I probably would have made a quicker job of it. I was planning on going through down to Rio Vista and then up the river on the Rio Vista side, and then taking a ferry over across the river at one point, and then come back through through West Sacramento, up Jefferson Boulevard through West Sacramento. But ran out of time, so we didn't do that. We also made a side trip of when we were driving to Liberty Island, south of Davis. We found the Yolo County Park of some sort, Grasslands Park. And there was a dog park. It was an archery thing there and some other stuff. I forget what, horseshoes or whatever, in one section. And then down the road, there's a dog park. And a dog trail where you could take your dog walking. And the dog trail itself, they had to be on a leash. We didn't take that because that was way out there, and which was quite a ways. And the dog park was right next to the parking lot. There are two entrances to it anyway, so you can go all the way down to the end. There's an actual concrete walkway all the way down to the end where the dog trail starts. You go through a gate, and there's like a grasslands area out there. And they actually had a bunch of sheep grazing out there. So you have to have your dog on a leash there. But the dog park, there's an unleashed dog, a no-leash dog park area that's all enclosed. And it's a pretty big park. Yeah, I mean, it's quite a ways. But so there were some warnings out there about holes caused by burrowing owls, and there's, because that's a habitat out there also, and they don't want your dog chasing them or bothering them. Yeah, that's gonna happen with some dogs. My dog won't do it, but there's some other dogs that just can't help themselves chase a little bird around. Anyway, and also there's a problem with foxtails out there, and they've got a warning for that. So they said if you, when you get out of the dog park area, check your dog for ticks and foxtails. And but we didn't go in that area. We just walked down to the end to check it all out, and there was nobody out there, and it was hot too. And then walked all the way back, and then we got back in the car and went along towards our main goal of getting down to Liberty Island. And we finally got down there after a bunch of dirt roads and stuff. But there was actually, as I told the wife, there's nothing there. You know, it's just dirt. And you know, the one thing that I wanted to mention was is that on Google Maps it says it's the Liberty Island recreational area. Okay, but it's all private property. How can it be a recreational area and still be private property? You know, it's all gated off and say no trespassing, blah blah blah, and all that sort of stuff. So is that designated as a recreational area for some politician's good buddy? Or for some politician that owns that property out there, or at least part of it? Who knows? Why would you designate it a recreational area and but it's still private property? A California recreational area. So, But yeah, it's pretty. It would be pretty tough to get to either way. And there are some fishermen out there fishing in the slough. They had their little paddle boats. I guess they launched from the levee. And so my main, I started back towards Highway 13, 113, to get to Rio Vista. And at that point, it's like, oh, it's getting late. And I didn't really want to stress the wife out because she's got her afternoon duties and with the animals and stuff. So I called it a day. Well, I'm gonna shoot for the round trip tour through Rio Vista and the ferry boat and all the various sloughs that it takes us through for some other day. Maybe a cooler day for one thing. It was hot. Anyway, so when we got back, like I said, the dog it is he does not like being away from home. I mean, he won't. He really just prefers not to poop or pee anywhere else. He prefers not to drink or eat anywhere else. So the whole time he's there, we try to give him water when we came back out of the dog park back into the truck, but he half-assed. We kind of tried to pour it on his tongue, and he kind of half-assed drank it, but he wasn't interested in drinking. So we got back home, and so the first, and then he's not interested in peeing anywhere else either. Even though there's dirt there, he's not gonna pee. And there have been times when we've gone on walks along the American River, and he actually did take a poop on some dirt. At least I can count it on one hand easily. At least 3 times that he's done that. He's pooped away from the home. So I guess it felt comfortable enough to do a poop at least. Let's see. So when we got home, oh yeah, he went out there and he peed the first thing, and then he drank a bunch of water, and I don't know if he pooped, but then he came back inside, ate some, and then drank some more water, and then ate some more. I don't know what to do about that dog. Poor guy. Well, he was traumatized apparently when he was younger or something. I don't know. I already told a story about him, but let me tell it again. When we went to the wife got a ASPCA notice that they were discounting dog adoptions or pet adoptions, one weekend or one day of one weekend. And our dog was separated in a separate room, and he was way off on the other side, away from the door, with another dog that seemed to be pretty nice, and it was a big dog too. And I said, "Oh, I like that dog." And they said, "Oh, well, that one's better been taken. He's only in there to try to socialize the other dog that's sitting over there." And yeah, he's a pretty dog, but he was definitely afraid of something. But he's completely alert, always looking to see what's going on. So we the wife of course the wife's heart went out to him, all these other dogs that are acting normal, and he's just kind of like zero. No interreaction, no anything. You put a leash on him, he'll go with you, but he's not paying attention to you. I don't know, he's just in his own zone somewhere. And so they let us go off in a little room and sit with him, and I tried rolling a ball, and he had no he didn't even pay attention to the ball rolling. So the wife said, "Well, does he get along with cats?" So we took him into the cat area, and he could care less about any cats. He was in his own zone on the leash, following whoever had that leash, he was going with them. So we adopted him, and they said that he had already been returned twice. If we return him, he's going to be put down because, he can't be. Nobody wants him, apparently, I guess, is how they do it. So when we first got him in the car, I put him in the back of our 4Runner, and some other person had just parked there, and they got out, And he saw that and he peed in the car. So I said, okay. So we left him there on the way home, and he just kind of like just sat there. And but yeah, he was everything, anything that scared him, he just peed right away. He was just, his tail was always under between his legs. He was always peeing. He didn't, want to interact with anybody. The cats bullied him. The first time he came in the house, they attacked him, and he didn't know what to do. But we had two of our cats just literally attacking him and trying to get him out of the house. So, and he's peeing. Of course, he's peeing the whole time. But anyway, so he's closer to normal than he was back then. He's, he wags his tail. His tail's not between his legs anymore. He rarely ever pees, and when something scares him now, he's pretty secure. So, but he is also 13 years old now. So, he's getting old. Anyway, so he's not a normal dog. He's kind of a handicapped dog. But yeah, he still could care less about balls too. You throw a ball, he don't ch chase any balls. Anyway, so the wife disagrees, but his main goal is to stay in the house. Okay, he's comfortable in the house. He'll go for At one point, it was the only place he ever wanted to be was in the bedroom, behind the bed. Okay, at one point he got under the bed, but I dragged him out and made sure that he didn't go under the bed anymore. So I kept dragging him out, and then at one point he realized, oh, I'm not supposed to be under the bed. So he's behind the bed though, and he was pretty much like that for quite a while. And then at one point he was kind of comfortable with us outside in the living room, but he'd go back and forth between the living room. But now he's pretty much comfortable in any place in the house, in the garage. He's comfortable in here, garage slash studio. And and he's actually comfortable out in the backyard now too. Just this last year, things changed. Up until this last year, the whole time, the only place he would drink water was the bedroom. Okay, he put the a water. We have a had a water bowl in there, and we could have water bowls in the kitchen and every place else. Water outside, and he would not drink there. He would go thirsty before he drank anywhere else but that bowl in the bedroom. So, but now he'd rather drink outside in this one particular bowl, and in the dark he'll go out there and just go straight to drink, and then even could just come back in, just go outside just to drink. I don't know about that dog. Anyway, he does drink inside though. There's a big bowl in the kitchen from water, and he will drink that. But he rarely drinks the water in the bedroom anymore, and it's very rare. So yeah, we like the dog though, and we would I guess we wouldn't have it any other way. It'd be a shame to have put him to sleep, and because he's not a bad dog, he's just a little afraid of stuff. But he's and that but now he's really, like I said, he's really not that afraid of it much. At all. I can actually take him for a walk now, and he'll be okay with everything. He still doesn't like loud noises and high-pitched bell ringing, or the, like the doorbell or a ding 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 kind of a bell. And he would rather get away from that, but at least he doesn't pee. But large booming low sounds, like boom type of a sound, that he would actually pee when he heard that, or even sometimes poop and pee at the same time when we first got him. But now it's like, he doesn't like it, but it doesn't. He may get up and walk away, but then again, he may not. He just would be concerned that there's some loud noise. So anyway, so enough about the dog. I got to get out there and do some stuff. I would, like I said, I was gonna wash the truck today, but I think I'll put it off till tomorrow because I got the regular watering. Tomorrow I can actually start washing the truck at daybreak. I may wash the little car off, the Prius off, since it is a grocery shopping day too today. So it's going to be hot today. Hot, 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 which means I'm going to do my walk early also. So another reason why washing the truck today is probably not a good idea. So I'll hit it tomorrow. Okay. And this will be it for, and I didn't take this thing, the recording machine, with me yesterday. We did see some interesting sights. There was at one point there was this irrigation ditch that had a ton of water birds of sorts, those white crane type birds, and then some other black ones that are kind of like crane like, but with more with a curved beak than a straight beak. And Canada geese was there. We saw some Canada geese out in the slough, and of course the blackbirds and stuff. And we saw some buzzards in the middle of the road eating a little squirrel, dead squirrel. Let's see. So lots of birds, no other animals. I don't recall, no other, just the sheep and some goats and some horses and some cows. Just the domesticated stuff. So that'll be it now, and I'll just close this posting for now.